The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you so much for joining me on this Monday afternoon. On Mondays, I usually say I hope you had a good weekend, and I will say that again today. I hope you did. These are strange, bizarre, unprecedented times for most of us, but still times of God's grace, God's blessings, and the fact that we know God is still in control. So I hope that you were able to worship with others, whether it's online or a drive-in service. I hope that you had the privilege, the opportunity, but also the responsibility to worship together yesterday. Joy and I had a good weekend. We did. We got a lot of things accomplished around, and we were able to worship. So it was a good weekend. It was. And thankful for health and so forth. The governor, in probably the most anticipated of his daily news conferences today, announced his preliminary plans for opening the state of Ohio. Those that thought that May 1st was some kind of magic date when a magic wand was going to be waved over the state of Ohio and we were just going to open things up were sorely, sorely disappointed. In fact, in reality, on May 1st, almost nothing is going to change. May 1st, almost nothing is going to change. Stay-at-home order, still in force. Restaurants, still shut down. Consumer retail, still shut down. So what changes on May 1st? Elective surgery. And basically that's it. That's the only change on May 1st. I am really struggling with how to respond to this publicly. I know how I'm responding personally, but I'm struggling with how to respond publicly. I think that many, if not most, people are going to be very disappointed. We were given the idea that at least there would be some major movement on May 1st. Now, the governor and Dr. Acton made it very clear it was going to be very slow, but we were told it's going to begin on May 1st. And the way I'm reading it and what I heard in the news conference today, the only change on May 1st is elective surgeries. And the reason for that is our hospitals are basically empty. Now, they are. Most of our hospitals, and again, I am trying desperately not to be overly critical because I am not privy to the facts and the figures and these statistics that our state health officials and government officials are privy to. I get that. I understand that. But the reason why elective surgeries were closed down was because the hospitals were going to be completely overwhelmed with coronavirus COVID-19 patients. They put 1,000 beds in the convention center here in Columbus. From what I can gather, we'd never reached, that was in case the reason why the convention center was set up with extra beds and so forth was a level 3 hospital emergency. In other words, all the hospitals were just overrun and we just wouldn't have hospital beds. I don't believe we ever reached level 2. I believe we have maintained at level 1. I don't believe we have made it to level 2. We certainly never made it to level 3. So anyway, on May 1st, elective surgeries will begin. That's it. That's it. On May 4th, and I'm quoting, manufacturing, construction, distribution, and general offices will be open on May 4th. Most of those are open anyway. Construction did not stop. Distribution didn't stop. Amazon warehouse didn't shut down or any of the other warehouses. Food warehouses didn't shut down. So some manufacturing did, but not most. So on May 1st, elective surgeries. On May 4th, manufacturing, construction, distribution, and general offices. If it was considered essential, general offices have been open anyway. I guess on May 4th, that will expand. The definition of essential and what offices can be open will expand. And then on May 12th, consumer retail. I would assume that would mean the malls will be able to reopen. Macy's will be able to reopen. Furniture stores will open. However, the big difference is all employees will be required to wear masks. Customers will be encouraged to. They will not be required. But all workers, well, no, wait a minute. I'm reading this differently. Well, yeah, I heard Governor DeWine is that customers are being encouraged. But I am reading from one of our local TV stations, the plan to reopen consumer retail on May 12th. Consumer retail, all workers, pardon me, all workers and customers must wear face masks inside the business. Now, I don't believe that's what the governor said, but that's what's being reported during his consumer retail. Okay. For the employee. Okay. Anyway, employees must wear face coverage at all time, wash their hands regularly. High touch areas such as shopping carts, baskets must be cleaned after each use, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Stringent guidelines as to retail, and that's on May 12th. There is no word whatsoever on restaurants or hair salons, barbershops, and so forth. No word on that at all. So we don't know. No word. He just said, we're going to see how things go, and then we'll make a decision as far as restaurants, barbershops. This is going to be devastating. Devastating. To so many restaurant owners. Joy and I know restaurant owners that were absolutely certain they were going to be able to open in a limited way on May 1st. They were putting all of their hopes into May 1st. We know of at least 2 to 3 restaurants that have already reconfigured the inside of the restaurant so that no one would be within 6 feet of another and so forth. And they were just holding on to open on May 1st. Well, they are not going to be opening on May 1st. They are not going to be opening on May 12th. And we don't know when hair salons, barbershops, and restaurants will open. That's going to be devastating news for a lot of people. A lot of people, and not just people like me with long hair that needs a haircut. All right. I'd love to hear your comments. Some people are going to be thrilled with this. Other people are not going to be happy. I'm going to give you an opportunity to sound off. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And again, I welcome you back to Bob Burney Live. The governor has announced the preliminary plans for opening the state of Ohio. May 1st, elective surgeries. May 4th, construction, distribution, etc. will be expanded. And on May 12th, retail that can provide to the state evidence that they will provide the safety equipment, services, etc. that the health department is requiring. No word yet on restaurants, hair salons, and barbershops. We just don't know. The governor said he wanted to wait till we see how phase one plays out. So we don't know. Could be it could be May 12th. We just don't know. My heart aches for the mom and pop businesses, restaurants, and so forth. So many of them are not going to be able to open up. And, all right, anyway, I'll keep my comments to a minimum right now because I want to go to the phones. First up is Frank in Columbus. Frank, you're up on Bob Burney Live. Did you hear the governor's press conference today?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Frank? Evidently we must have a problem with his phone. Well, that was Frank in Columbus. Now we're going to go to Frank in Westerville. Hey, Frank. This must be Frank Day on Bob Burney Live. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, hello, Frank. Evidently we've got a phone problem. Can you hear me, Frank? Hello, Frank. I'm going to put Frank on hold and... Hey, Jeff, evidently we got a phone problem of some kind. We'll have to check it out. I have no idea what in the world's going on. It looks like, you know, I check the Ohio Department of Health website every day, and we have honestly flattened the curve. I'm going back, and I'm looking at their figures. This is from their website. Total cases on April 24, 16,096. Total cases on April 25th, 16,229. Total cases on the 26th, 16,321. Total cases today, 16,325. So it looks like we obviously have flattened the curve. But the governor and Dr. Acton do not believe that that is sufficient to open things up further than what was announced today. So anyway, we will figure out the phone problems, and I'm very anxious to hear your thoughts. Latest poll released today. Governor DeWine has 85% approval rating on the coronavirus. That's incredible. 85%. All right, hey, we're going to try to go back to the phones and see if this is going to work. Frank in Westerville, can you hear me now?
Hello, Bob?
Yes, hello. Hello. Jeff, evidently they can't hear me. I'm not sure what the problem is. I'm going to put Frank back on hold. Frank, I apologize. For some reason, I can hear you, but you can't hear me. We're going to investigate and find out what the problem is. I think the virus has gotten into our phone system. Anyway, the governor, this is fascinating because there was a massive protest down at the State House over the weekend. People protesting the way the governor and Dr. Acton has handled this crisis, demanding that the state open up immediately. And yet, the poll today, 85% approval rating for Governor DeWine in the way he has handled this crisis. It's almost unheard of to have ratings that high. 85%. On one hand, I think that's great that a politician has that kind of public support. On the other hand, if a public official has that high public support, he's not going to change his mind on the way he's been handling things. So for those that agree with the governor, that's great. For those that do not agree, that's not good news. With that high approval rating, he is not going to change course. All right. During the break, I hope we can figure out the phone problems. And again, Frank, hang on. Be patient. We'll try to get this thing figured out. I'd love to hear what you have to say today. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. We will be right back.